Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Much of the snow from today's storm will fall until about mid-afternoon today. Snow totals of 2 to 4 inches expected in Boston, up to 5 inches in Worcester, 1 to 3 inches along the South Shore, and just about a dusting on the Cape and Islands. But the timing of today's storm is slowing the morning commute. With a look at the roads right now, we're joined by State Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So how are the roads right now?
So if you're inside of 128, road conditions are actually pretty good right now. Snow is falling, but pavement temperatures are a little bit warmer than freezing, so pavement is generally going to be black and wet.
And so what about outside of 128?
Yeah, so it's definitely different if you're outside of 128. Snow is falling generally heavier. The pavement temperatures are a little bit colder, so you're seeing that the pavement is generally down to black pavement, but you're seeing that you are getting some snow sticking. So road conditions are generally not terrible, but we're expecting them to deteriorate as the morning goes on. Mm-hmm. And we do have speed advisories up right now for the turnpike west of Springfield. It's down to 40 miles per hour.
The west of Springfield, just west, it's down to 40 miles per hour on the Mass Pike. Is that right?
That's correct, right. And generally, though, again, if you're outside of 128, you're going to see the roads are okay, but you're going to find a film of slush and snow starting to form, especially in around on and off ramps. So you need to be really cautious entering and exiting the highways.
Are there particular areas of concern?
Well, mostly right now, we're seeing a lot of secondary roads, and those on and off ramps are the ones that are giving us the most concern. The interstates themselves are pretty well treated at this point, and we're expecting them to maintain pretty good condition throughout the storm. We went out and started pre-treating late last night, and what that does is that buys us a little extra time. So what we're hoping to do is get through this morning's commute without the road conditions deteriorating too much, and then we'll be able to really address it throughout the day and have it in pretty good shape for this afternoon.
How many crews do you have out there working? We'll talk about the afternoon commute in just a moment, but how many crews do you have out there working right now to make sure the roads are okay this morning?
So we have 1,500 pieces of equipment out there right now, and just to put that in perspective, a full call-out is about 4,200 pieces of equipment. So this is a moderate-sized storm, which again, warrants this kind of call-out. As always, even though it's not terrible conditions, you do have to remember that if you are behind a plow, that's the best place to be. The conditions are always going to be better behind equipment than they are going to be in front of them.
And then to make sure the evening commute is okay, what are you doing?
So we're going to be treating the roads throughout the day, and what we'll do right now, we're monitoring the weather forecast to see how things go, but it's looking like this is going to move out of here pretty quickly around 3 p.m. We're hoping that the road conditions are going to be in good shape for the bulk of the commute. What we'll do is we'll go out and give everything a final treatment of salt. We'll plow where we need to scrape things down, and that'll prevent it from freezing up as the temperatures drop tonight.
State Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver, thanks so much for being with us.
All right, thank you.